Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Conal Shovlin is a co-founder of the Donegal Thatching School. He's with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Is thatching a dying tradition, Conal?
Hello, Andrea. Well, I was born in a thatched house here between Ardran and Portneau myself, and the last training programme that was done here was done in 1981. And John Masters, who trained in our roof here, that time it was done under what was known at the time as a FAS scheme. And John stayed here and he made a career out of thatching, but he always had the view along myself that there should be a thatching school established in the area because the skill was dying out. And it took us a long time, but we eventually got there, you know, and there's so few thatchers left, like, that we need to train younger people from all over Ireland.
How many thatchers roughly are there in the country?
Well, it's very hard to know. There's some people do better remedial work on their own houses, but there'll be no more than maybe 10 or 12 people that'll be thatching houses from, that'll be the whole from Cork to Antrim, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, there's thatch, we're working on a sort of an all-Ireland basis because we've thatched houses, you know, in Ballyshannon and Baleek, Western,
yeah,
Baleek, thatched houses,
home,
thatched,
yeah,
houses in Bundoran. And, but they're all, the thatchers are all in their 70s, you know, and young people need to be trained. And
but how, I'm trying to figure out, I suppose, if there's about 10 or 11 people who can do this job, what's the level of demand, Conal? Like, how many, do we have any record or idea of how many thatched houses we currently have in this country?
Well, it's very hard to know. Some of them are falling into disrepair and they can be repaired, but there are thousands anyway, you know. I mean, you can travel the length and breadth of the country and you see them. You see them kind of the roofs deteriorating because there's nobody there to do them. And I was down in Killarney in the OPW Muckers Folk Park. They have a heritage farm there and all of the thatched buildings there, they had to get somebody in from Poland to do them. And I mean, they had to get the materials in from as far away maybe as Afghanistan or Kazakhstan, you know, the reeds, which we grew all these products ourselves years,
yeah,
ago, reeds along the Shannon and straw and flax and Ulster to thatch all the houses. And after all, I mean, the most houses that we have in Ireland are, in the history of the country, are no more slate houses, maybe 70 or 80 years. It was all thatched houses before that, and an iconic part of the Irish landscape, and was used for marketing and everything. And the struggle of building these houses, it might have taken them 3 years to gather up the stones and the materials to build it, but you could toss it in 10 minutes. And there's good grants available now for doing them up, and, you know, it's an opportunity for us to train young thatchers, but really we have to have put it on a statutory footing, and they have also to get an accredited, they have to get an accreditation.
Qualification or something, yeah. So
it's
really funding, is it, through the likes of the ETBs, the Education Training Boards? Is that what you're looking for, Conal?
Yeah, well, ETB, we've had a number of taster days sponsored by the Department of Heritage and, you know, and then the Department of Environment, Vernacular Heritage and Donegal County Council Heritage Section and the Heritage Council. But we just had taster days to see what the interest is in it. But we couldn't believe the interest from all over the country. There's about, we had 40 applicants, like, but we only had, these were only taster introductory courses. But we have now to get on to a comprehensive 40-week course, similar to what the ETB in Carlow Kilkenny are doing down there. The Donegal ETB needs to just, you know, get along with us and now do a 40-week course here, mm, because there's so many thatched houses in Donegal. It can't be left to people of my age just to, it needs to be put,
yeah,
on a statutory training footing. And these skills all need to be put on that footing because they'll all die out if we don't. If we train 10 thatchers for the country by the thatchers, I mean, that's a huge difference. They go out and take on people and train more, you know.
But there is a livelihood, you reckon, to be made in this? Like, there's enough demand? Because I'm trying to think how many people are currently out building a house today and thinking, I want a thatched house.
No, there's not. There's none. But all of the thatched houses you have in the country, a lot of them are deteriorating. The roofs are deteriorating,
yeah,
and falling in. And there's big grants available now, maybe 50 or 60,000 to do up these houses. And they have a lot to offer even for tourists to come and stay in them,
mm,
and also for, I mean, you go out to the Aran Islands, or, I mean, you look at Patrick Pearce's cottage in Connemara, was a thatched roof, and where Grace Kelly visited Mayo and Newport in 1961, it was a thatched roof, and that building now is fallen into dereliction, you know, and it was an iconic visit that in 1961 by a very famous person, like, and thatched houses are, there were so many of them here when I was a child going to school.
Oh, no, I take your point. It's around the repair, I suppose, of the thatch houses that are there. Richard O'Leathan, or I suppose otherwise known as Richard the Thatcher, is with us on the line as well. Are thatched houses uniquely Irish, Richard?
No, they're not at all, really. Like, we think they are, possibly, but they're not. Like, for example, years ago, I worked in Belgium thatching for a while. And, like, there's more thatched houses just around Antwerp, and they'll be the same in Holland as there is in the whole of Ireland, you know. So it's quite common throughout all. And obviously in the UK, there's thousands and thousands of them. So it's not uniquely Irish, although there's some of the old ones have a particularly Irish vernacular, a particularly Irish style that's worth preserving and looking after, you know.
Is thatching at risk of dying out?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I was listening to your chapter. It's fantastic you set up the school up in Donegal. I would say there are slightly more than 10 thatchers in the country. I'd know 20 or probably that are kind of busy.
Right.
And at it, and a few more that are doing it a bit. The cohort is getting a bit older, although there are a few ones kind of coming along. I mean, one of the people that's doing the course in Carlow Kilkenny is going to come and work for me, or at least do his placement with me. There's a famous young woman doing the course as well who came and did some work placement with me. So I think it's not dying out. It's always going to be niche, and it has been a bit of a slump in it, I suppose, in terms of thatching numbers with the crash in 2010-11. People weren't either making so many new ones or even fixing the old ones. So some thatchers went off and did other things. But I think there's room for a few more thatchers, 100%.
Do you think there needs to be some kind of government support or funding then to support this?
There absolutely does. I mean, there's a few different things. I mean, the course itself, it's fantastic they're doing something, but like really, to be a good thatcher, you'd want to be like a minimum of 4 years to get good full-time, you know, and you'd be, before you start doing old structures and old roofs, which are a bit trickier in some ways and need a bit more judgment, and so you'd want to be 7 or 8 years at it. So like a one-year course, which is what they're doing, and then a placement with some thatchers, it's a good start, but it's only a good start. So definitely if a longer course could be funded, or those trainees could be, and the thatchers that are taking them on could be funded for longer, it definitely would help. I think the owners for particularly old thatched houses could do it more grant support. They get some, but they could definitely do it more because it is quite a burden to keep them thatched, particularly the old ones, you know.
Where do thatched houses sit in a BER rating, Richard?
It depends on how they're built. I mean, they're fairly standard. They're not, they'd be comparable, to be honest with you, to a tile or a slate roof because it's what's called a cold roof construction. Although you think they're really old, really warm, the old ones were, but the new ones have an air gap, have a 50mm air gap between the inside of the ceiling and the thatch where the air travels through. So it means they're not quite as warm as one might imagine. The old ones didn't have that. They were just really thick.
And are they difficult to get insurance?
They don't have that air gap. Yeah, insurance is real tricky. Insurance is a major issue. That's something else that owners could do and help with. Like, it's very hard to get a new policy. Like, I looked at a roof that I thought 20 years ago that a new client has just bought, and he can't get insurance, a new policy on the building, despite the fact that it was insured by the previous owner. It's a massive issue for owners.
So
anyone trying
problem.
To get a new policy is very difficult, you know, and it's expensive.
Yeah, a lot of listeners actually getting in touch about this, you know, just the fact that they maybe just didn't even really realise that there were so few thatchers across the country. Richard O'Leathan, Conal Shovlin, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.